Now, China has lambasted the United States for hypocrisy and rights problems such as racism and political scandals. In its annual rebuttal to the criticism of Washington, China's State Council says the United States hurls abuse at other countries with its falsehoods. The Chinese Council says the U.S. human rights record is notorious for misdeeds and continues to worsen. According to a report by the Xinhua News Agency, African Americans are 7 times more likely to be mistakenly jailed for murder. And violent crimes in the U.S. also keep rising. The report also mentioned serious abuses in the U.S. style of democracy. Beijing has been successful in lifting millions of Chinese out of poverty and raising the standard of living in the country. Joining us via Skype from New York is Margaret Kimberly, activist and political commentator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, ma'am. Now, an earlier guest on Press TV, when speaking about this report by the U.S. State Department about human rights situation in different countries, including China, he said it was a classic case of the pot calling the kettle black. Do you see it that way as well?
States has a dreadful human rights record. As you point out, our system of mass incarceration has more people, the United States has more people and more of its population in prison than any other country, more than 2 million people, and half of those people are black. One quarter of all the people imprisoned on earth are black Americans. We have the problem of police murder. The police kill 3 people every single day in this country. So we have a situation where of state violence that is sanctioned, that goes unpunished, that is in fact quite embedded in the political culture, in the economy. We have a country where half the population is poor. Americans are getting poorer. Half the population makes less than $31,000 a year, which is a small sum of money for this economy. So we have increased inequality, increased poverty, a never-ending pattern of state violence. And of course, we have to mention the state violence that is committed against the rest of the world, with the United States having a huge military budget, assaulting, invading, intervening in other countries, causing chaos and death all over the world, using proxies to fight wars, using sanctions as war by other means, causing hunger and suffering. So the United States is responsible for very, very serious human rights abuses at home and abroad.
Right, so when we speak about the state violence, be it at home or abroad, why is it that successive U.S. governments have felt these don't amount to as serious in nature as those of other countries' human rights records, which have resulted in the U.S., as you pointed out, bombing them, waging wars against them, or even sanctioning them?
Well, it's hypocrisy. It's a matter of it's projecting onto other people. It's a way to get buy-in from the public. If you attack someone else, if you demonize another country, if you tell people that some other leader somewhere else in the world is evil, then you get buy-in. And people are willing to go along, unfortunately, willing to go along with the violence that impacts people around the world. We've seen this in Syria. We're constantly told that President Assad is a war criminal. But the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, who is actually waging a genocide in Yemen, who has friends here, is never criticized at all by these same establishment figures or by the corporate media.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's activist and political commentator Margaret Kimberly joining us via Skype from New York. Ms. Kimberly, it's always a pleasure talking to you on Press TV.